The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now I'm joined by Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Ann and Tara, the Marker Dublin, and at Forbes Street West restaurant within that hotel, co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out. Last week, I introduced Gareth as award-winning podcaster. Now it's multi-award-winning chef. You got another one this week.
Yeah, Good Food Ireland Awards this week. I won the best hotel restaurant in a five-star hotel. So amazing accolade for me and all the team at the hotel, which really... any good restaurant is nothing without its team, so and that's certainly the case for me. So no, I'm delighted. It was a lovely award to it.
So now you're a multi-award winner. I have to change my script.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, now Sue, our producer, fantastic producer, is leaving us today.
She is, very sadly. And you know, I hadn't met her for ages. We only spoke, we speak every Thursday via WhatsApp, and she's always giving out because every time I bring cake, she never gets any. So in her honour, we made a cake for her today, and we're doing a coffee and pecan cake with a coffee cream frosting. So it sounds very elaborate and fancy, but it's actually very easy to make. So
okay, so there are two bits really. There's the cake and then there's the cream.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to make a cake batter, and for that you need 175 grams of soft butter, you need 100 grams of caster sugar and 80 grams of brown sugar. Then you need 3 free range eggs, a tablespoon of vanilla essence, 175 grams of self-raising flour and a tablespoon of baking powder. That's how it gets nice and light. 2 tablespoons of instant coffee that you're going to knock a little bit of water to. Or if you have an espresso machine, a very strong single shot of cooled espresso. And then 65 grams of pecan pieces. And then for the coffee cream, you need 300 mils of double cream, 200 mils of cream cheese, and again, a shot of strong espresso, or this time a tablespoon of instant coffee.
So there's coffee in the cake and coffee in the cream.
Yeah, and look, you really need the coffee cream. It's what be like the cake is kind of nice and light with all the baking powder in it, but the coffee cream is really, really where the flavour comes from. And then you're going to preheat your oven to 180 degrees and line 220 centimetre or 8 inch springform tins with a little bit of parchment paper. And then I want you to beat the butter and the sugar together until it's light, pale and fluffy. If you have an electric mixer, it's much easier. Mm. Or of course you can do it by hand with a whisk.
Can you overwork this?
Not really. Not really. Like, you want it to go nice and light because that's where the air comes from. And at that stage then, I just want you to crack the 3 eggs into another bowl and just lightly beat them. Now, you're not trying to make a souffle here. You're just trying to break the egg yolks and bring them.
Now, quick question there. You mentioned free range eggs. Why?
I mean, they're just better quality. Normally the yolks in them are just a little bit more richer, and that, like, you hear me going on here every week about trying to buy the best ingredients you can get your hands on. So it's
and
the
there's
same.
Not much difference in the price between the free range.
There isn't. And really, there is a lot of difference in the flavour, like most things. When something is better reared and better looked after, it generally tastes better. So that's why I said that. So then what I want you to do is gently start whisking in those eggs into the beaten sugar and butter mix. And at this stage, you're going to start to panic because it's going to look like it wants to split. Because what you're trying to do is put water into fat.
Yeah.
And it'll look like it's starting to split, but it won't. Just keep mixing it and it'll come together. At that point then, you're going to combine the flour and the baking powder together, and then you're just going to fold that through your egg and butter and sugar mix. And then at that point then, you have your batter mix, and then you just add in the dissolved coffee or the espresso. That's how your cake gets flavoured.
So now we've two dishes,
so
because we're making
doing a top and a bottom. Of course, you can cook it in one. It'll take a little bit longer to cook, and you can cut it at half, but it's just much easier to do it in two. And then you divide it, equally divide it. I like to use a weighing scale, so just put your tin on the scales and tar it so it brings back to zero. Put what you think is half of the mix in, and then you'll make sure that both of the cakes are exactly the same weight.
And will take, therefore, the same amount of time to cook.
Exactly, right. And then you just pop it into the oven then, and you're going to bake it for about 20 to 25 minutes. It should be just nice and springy to the touch. But of course, use a little cocktail stick. Stick it into the centre of the cake. If it comes out clean, it's ready. Take it out of the oven. Leave it sit for 5 minutes, then release the springform tin and pop it up onto a wire rack to allow them to cool. We just do that so the cake doesn't go soggy and it doesn't sweat. And then it's the coffee cream. Couldn't be easier. Put the cream cheese in, loosen it, add in the double cream, whip it to soft peaks. Now you're going to add in the coffee mixture. So again, it's a shot of espresso. You might have to whisk it a little bit more till you get the texture that you have there. Mm. And then you put half the cream on one part of the cake, put the next one on top, so you're making a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then you see, I just threw the mix into a piping bag and I piped it on, so it looks pretty.
It's absolutely delicious.
You can dollop it on. I bought these, or we use these little chocolate coffee.
Now they look like coffee beans, so I tried one straight away thinking it is going to be bitter.
Yeah,
it's
no,
not a coffee bean.
No, it's not a coffee bean. You can get them in the confectionery shops, or you can order them online. They're basically little dark chocolate flavoured coffee beans. We use them as garnishes in our espresso martinis in the hotel. So really delicious, really simple.
It's a lovely cake.
It is very, very simple, but very tasty, and in Sue's honour.
Now, some of the questions coming in this one. What does Gareth think about using black plastic utensils, supposedly contaminated, I heard on a news report during the week?
Yeah, really where that all comes from is that if you're using them to cook with, so like if you're putting these black plastic into a hot pan, because a lot of people won't use stainless steel on these Teflon pans.
Yeah, and I was wondering, I was watching MasterChef during the week and I see they're using metal spoons on non-stick pans, and I'm thinking they're going to destroy them.
No,
so
but
quickly.
Years ago, you see, we used to use aluminium pans in kitchens, and when I remember learning how to make a bechamel as a commie, and the chef always said to me, never use steel on an aluminium because it actually tarnishes the flavour of the sauce. Pans have come on an awful long way since then.
Yeah.
But the general rule is try and use those Teflon spatulas and wooden spoons. I'm still a big fan of a wooden spoon.
Yeah.
And then I use stainless steel really for anything else. I stay away from that black
and
plastic.
The miracle material of the moment is silicone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get silicone gloves and they really do not transmit the heat.
No, no, they're brilliant. Handles. And you can buy silicone Econong spatulas, and like there's really some wonderful stuff on the market out there. So.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to the news when I can have the rest
exactly.
of this cake. Gareth Mullins, executive chef at Anantara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant within that hotel, and multi-award-winning chef. Gareth, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.